Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who could be anywhere but right here, right now, in your ear, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Right. Let's see. 3, 2, 1. We're live.
Wow. We are here, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the Mr. National Podcast. We got a special guest, P-Dub. Another one of your Cowboy Nation fans in Philly. In Philly.
He's got this dude.
The medallion.
I wish people could see this. This is awesome.
I got my big image.
Look at this. Is that a McFarlane toy?
That's like Serena. No, yeah. Is that McFarlane?
Yeah, it's McFarlane.
Oh my gosh. It's like a foot tall.
It's a foot taller.
It's beautiful. He's got Dak Prescott.
Quarterbacks up top. I got Zeke. I got Staubach, Aikman, Romo, and Prescott.
Wow.
I saw Danny White. You know what I mean? So Danny White.
You didn't get Danny White.
I ain't get Danny White yet.
You don't have room for punters up there.
He is the forgotten man.
Sun Devils.
He's the forgotten man. Don Meredith was before Roger, right? Don Meredith, then Raj.
They had some. Was it Earl Morrill was there? I think.
I don't know.
Way long, you know. Or, yeah, they started off with a couple of different quarterbacks.
And no Don number Meredith. 17. What was number 17? Parcells, Quincy Carter.
Oh my gosh, man. Jerry Jones loved that guy. Thought Quincy Carter was going to be the next, you know, Joe Montana.
Man.
That was in the bus.
He had substance issues.
I think he had
That's what led to the Robo start.
Okay. Yep.
I thought.
Bledsoe was there, right.
Yeah, the substance abuse has ended a lot of careers in sports. I tell you that much.
Not just sports, beyond sports.
Everywhere. I mean, they give you them pills. They get addicted to those painkillers and stuff, man.
Yeah, Brett Favre did the whole thing about that.
Yeah, it's so easy. I mean, I know I follow a couple guys on social media, and they were just, you see some of the articles and the stuff they said. It was like, they don't want you smoking weed, but they'll give you perks and oxys and all that stuff, you know. They
might
have to reevaluate, man.
They already have. It's in the new CBA. They won't be testing for marijuana anymore.
Boom. There you go. Don't be surprised you see Ricky Williams come back.
Because I'm not sure if you know this or not, but one of the top tackles in this 2020 draft, Mekhi Becton, his drug test got flagged up in Indianapolis. So, you know, I mean, I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know if it's going to affect his draft status or whatever, but he did get the drug test flagged.
Spence, remember the tackle? I think it was a tackle or guard. He was supposed to be highly drafted a couple years ago, but then it came out.
Yeah, Laramie Tunsil.
What was his name?
Laramie Tunsil. He started with Miami. He had like a bomb mask. He started with Miami. He's down in Houston now, yeah.
Yo, he dropped so far, P-Double, down the draft
board. I remember that now. He had the big mask on. It looked like you were at work or something.
It looked like Top Gun, dude. He was in the
ball. Crazy part, he hasn't had any more issues. He hasn't had any suspensions or any of that.
It was a kid being a kid. It was nothing. Yeah. They said it was kind of like leaked. Probably Miami leaked it because he fell down to them.
All right. Right, we won't want to deal on this guy. Let's throw some dirt out on him.
Right.
It's millions on the line right now.
It just came out. You know, this is post combine about the Jerry Jeudy thing. You know, he's supposed to have an undisclosed knee injury or whatever. And that's making his stock slip a little bit. Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama.
Yes, he is projected as the number one guy. It's going back and forth with him and C.D. Lamb of
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yep. Well, listen, this folks want to join you. Well, I mean, want to thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Right. This is kind of our draft preview, and we brought our in-house specialists.
Right, we got experts on hand.
Yes.
I could tell 3 minutes into this conversation, we got an expert on hand. When he burned you on the Jamarcus Russell facts, I'm like, we got a good one here.
Let's bring that up. Well, I'll bring that up off camera. We were talking, and Spence was saying, you know, Nick Saban had never had a quarterback drafted number one. So Smith says, Jamarcus Russell, which all knew came from LSU, which Nick Saban did coach, LSU. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I knew that. I was like, but Jamarcus Russell didn't win no national championship. And Smith said, yes, he did. So we're going back. I'm like, I don't think so. I was like, so Smith says, well, why do you think he was the number one pick? I said, because he could throw 75 yards from off his knees. That's why. And that dude, that national. He said, that's true, but he won a national championship. So we're going back and forth. P-Double says, I'll end this right now. Boom. Jamarcus Russell, national championship winner. I said, all right, I ain't arguing with this man.
Yeah, but I had to look it up. You know, it wasn't right. Like I was settling anything based on what I know.
Nope.
I had to look it up, but yeah, he was right, for sure. Right on the money.
But I want to tell all our listeners, if they on Facebook, Spence is the administrator, inventor, whatever you want to call it, of a Facebook group. Spence, I want to just let you take over the show for a second. Just tell us a little bit about your group.
Okay.
What's it about?
Well, on Facebook, you know, I mean, many people are already on Facebook, you know, and we have so we don't crowd people's regular pages, regular timelines. We created a separate section just for sports talk. We titled a group named Score, myself along with one of my classmates from high school, Brian Slaughter. We started a group called Score. And unlike, you know, many groups, a lot of groups, you know what I mean, they have groups, basically that cater to their fan base. I wanted a group where we could, you know, we could have, some debate, you know what I mean? Have some interesting discussions back and forth. We can, you know, we can jab each other about each other's teams and that kind of sort of thing. So, you know, we started a group and, you know, we extended an invitation to people of all teams, all 32 teams.
Right.
We reach out. I'm a Cowboys fan and my co-admin, he's an Eagles fan, but, you know, we got Giants fans, Steelers fans, Skins, Redskins fans, and, you know, and beyond, 49ers, you know, everybody, Seattle, Houston. So, you know.
You got any Cleveland fans?
Actually, I have one Cleveland friend. Now, I mean, he's not really, like, you know, adamant about it. But
he probably got the virus and is sick in bed.
Yeah,
right.
He kind of like to lay low. I believe, if Baker Mayfield, you know, gets things working this season, he'll be making a little noise. So we do have one Cleveland fan. I was really trying to get some Cincinnati fans. I thought we might get some with them having with all the optimism down there with the potential draft in Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's coming up. Like I say, Spence, from this podcast, a lot of, you know, growing up, me and Spence grew up, we played electric football together.
Correct.
Back then, Pete, we used to throw it our hand.
Yeah, right.
Folks, they can't see Spence. Spence is 6'5".
Wow.
Dude, 6'5", and maybe a little bit. So he was 6'5" when we were in high school. So we used to come down my basement. This dude had to duck down, like in the basement stealing. He had these big hands. He played for the basketball team in high school. His hands are so big he could palm a basketball, no problem. So imagine him. We used to make our little footballs out of Play-Doh and aluminum foil. Spence was the worst passer.
It looked like Shaq at the free throw line.
That's what I was right. just about to say.
That's exactly how it was. So and we had no rules. We just lined up. Well, Spence used to have like a big stack of players and just say, Dorsett in the middle, God, and just
try to
just I'll turn the board on. Let it run for 5 minutes.
I'm all 4 downs. It could be 4 for 10. I'm going rerunning the ball.
We run it, right. You could pass those big hands, man. Our rules, the guy would get turned around and run all the way back 50 yards. Then we had second and 75.
You go from the red zone to the whole 20.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. But Spence has actually came to the pub a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
And two. He even came back when we was at the Prezel Center before then, catch the game. So,
cool.
He hasn't jumped back into the fray, but we get on some sports, man. We get it in.
Yeah.
We also, for one of our another buddies we grew up with, we had a birthday party. We all went to Tilt and Kilt.
Yeah.
Had a good time, watched some football games, just hung out. So as I am with Daly's Pub, you know, I'm like the norm of Daly's Pub. Spence has his own place. He has East Coast Wings.
The mayor.
He's the mayor of East Coast Wings. So nice. Any big Cowboys game, big game, Spence right goes on his group chat.
Yeah.
Yo, we gonna be at ECW.
ECW.
ECW, come on out.
Nice.
A couple times I went out to hang out, so it's always a good time. And like he says, not just Cowboys fans, you got the city of Brother Love bleeds green, so it's gonna be some Eagle fans in there. But it's all teams, all fans of all teams, just having fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty reserved place, you know what I mean? We have a great time without all the, you know what I mean, all the extra, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, Jerry Jones, as much as I love the Cowboys, he don't know my name. He wouldn't pick me out of the lineup, so, you know what I mean? I ain't throwing the hands, you know what I mean, over the football games.
Well,
the fans realize that Jeffrey Lurie don't know them either.
Right, right.
we are playing, and me and Spence, we probably going to go to the Niners, right? The Niners. Cowboys game.
Yeah, that's on the schedule. If we get past this COVID-19, and let me say this to everyone out there listening, I mean, may your families and friends, everyone be safe, stay inside, quarantine, protect yourselves. You know what I mean? But yeah, the 49ers are visiting the AT&T Stadium this year, and that would be a great game to go down to. Is that, and I'm trying to get out to LA. They open up the SoFi Stadium. Cowboys play the Rams out there, so.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I'm trying to get out there to check out that stadium.
Wow.
There you go. And another, hold on, Peter. Another tidbit on Spence, I gotta say. He lives in Philly, folks. lives in Philly, right? Is a Cowboys fan. But almost as hard as he roots for the Cowboys, he roots for the Sixers and the Phillies. Like, he's Philly across the board, except for he likes the most hated, listen. You could be a Steelers fan. You could be a 49ers fan. You could be a Giants fan. You could be a Patriots fan. But to be a Cowboys fan, it's just like, it's just something. It's like, you do not do that. And he did it. He did it. He does it. He did it, does it, do it. But he roots for all the other Philly teams. I get it.
Love Sixers, love the Phillies. You know, I try to get out of Citizens Bank Park, love, you know, Ashburn Alley. I mean, if you ever get in the city, man. Now, Citizens Bank Park is a great place to go watch a baseball game. And, you know, Sixers, I mean, nobody loves Joel Embiid more than me, so.
That's awesome. Actually, when I was a kid, my favorite team was the Sixers because I liked Dr. J. So.
Dr. J, right.
Yeah.
Have either of you guys caught the Last Dance, Michael Jordan?
I haven't yet. I haven't yet. I'm going to watch that either tonight or tomorrow, but I can't wait to watch it.
I haven't watched it. Hey, here's my thing. I mean, I'm not a Jordan fan. Spence knows But yeah. I'm a Bird guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Bird Celtic. But I respected Jordan. He's the man, blah, blah, blah. I just, well, Spence-wise, I just can't get back into it when I already lived it and watched it. I mean, the same thing with, let me finish with the same thing with the Jordan sneakers coming back. Spence, I had them already. You know, I had them before.
Right.
I'm not going to buy them sneaks again. And I'm not watching some old footage of Michael Jordan when I watched him play his whole career. So, Spence, enlighten me on why I should watch it. Well, Peter, we all around the same age. And
I don't think it was really produced for our age bracket. I think it was to kind of slow down this all the witnesses, all of LeBron witnesses, in the mere fact that, you know what I mean, you know, you got people who are like Undisputed, Shannon Sharpe go on Undisputed, it's calling GOAT James. And I think, it, you know, it's somewhat disrespectful to some of the other players, you know what I mean? And I like LeBron. I like LeBron more off the court than I do on the court, but to stay on what you ask, I don't think it's really geared towards, I think it's geared to, you know what I mean, younger generations, our children and people, you know, coming behind. Cause I, again, like you said, we lived it, you know what I mean? And we're not going out buying the shoes, but you know, if you think, if you think about the business side, you know, we're more relaxed, you know, type of people. You know, we might wear something different, but the kids, you know, they still are running out buying J's. So I think we're trying to give them more of a face and more of a feeling of whose shoes they're buying.
Let me ask you this then, Spence. So when I was a kid, you're probably the same way. 70s, 80s, you know, I was watching the NFL. Big, huge fan. I lived it and breathed it all the time. And I loved the old NFL films when they'd show, like, the Packers, you know, Paul Horning.
And Steve Sables, right?
Yeah, Steve Sables. Jim Brown runs, you know, stuff like that. So almost like for those kids now that didn't get to see Michael Jordan play, it might be the same kind of thing. Like, introduce them to this great player and what he's about. But, you know, it's not... I mean, today's world, you're not going to get away with an NFL films version. Yeah, you got to have a documentary that goes into every detail and everything. But
Totally agree. It's just probably another way to pay homage, you know what I mean? So you know, understand that, you know what I mean, that there was a time before, you know, it was people who paved the way for LeBron, you know what I mean, even Kobe, you know what I mean, you know, rest in peace to the Black Mamba, you know what I mean? But, you know, even with Kobe. But I think that the documentary is for those who didn't get a chance to, you know, get to know him. Speaking from young people and those who like, some people just like the behind the scenes, because although we watched that 97-98 series against Utah, we didn't know all the behind the scenes. We didn't, like, I wasn't even aware that at that particular time, Scottie Pippen was the 122nd player, paid player in the NBA. I had no idea.
Right. You know, I saw somebody talking, Nick Wright or somebody like that, talking the other day about what if Jordan had played in today's media environment, you know, and he was talking about how Jordan, I think, had first 3 years at the Bulls had a losing record. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
probably right. Yeah,
and it took him like 6 years to win a championship. And in today's media environment, after those first three losing seasons, how much the media would have been like, this guy needs to be traded. He's a ball hog. He can't win. You know, all these things that you get because now the media is so, you know, it's 24/7.
He's going to,
and he couldn't have gotten away with all the gambling and all the side things that he was doing, you know, in today's world, you know, because there's just so much today. There's so much scrutiny on the, and they're just kids, you know, they're just kids. They're like 21 year old with $1 million. Wants to go out and have some fun. Today's world, you can't do that stuff. But back then, Jordan could get away with it, you know. So it was a pretty interesting analysis, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great analogy, you know what I mean, when you talk about NFL films and what they show. You know what I mean? I can remember those Steve Sable, you know, classics and stuff like that.
Yeah, they had the great music, like,
absolutely.
Absolutely, yo. And they had the voice. What's it do? What was it,
dude?
John Vicenda or something.
You know, Harry Callis did a lot of that stuff too. Harry Callis, Philly's broadcaster, to do a lot of this stuff.
Yes, he did. Yep. The Phillies guy did do some of those things. But, I mean, you got YouTube. These kids got YouTube. They can see Jordan. One of our buddies, Chris, was telling me that, you know, it was a lot of behind-the-scenes footage of stuff that you never saw that's in this documentary that you're able to see now. I guess, I mean, I'm not really a series type of dude. You know, I heard that they're going to do his 10 parts and they're showing some.
Yep.
I'm not one to just be waiting around for that. So I haven't seen it, and I'm not even really sure if I am going to see it.
Then, you're not even going to pretend you're going to watch it, huh?
Right. And then my boy was like, yo, Larry Legend was in there. Knowing that's my guy. And I was like, you know. They got Larry Legend. I was like, I ain't in no rush to see it. I mean, there's not nothing I'm setting my clock to. I'm glad they're doing it because in this time, like Spence alluded to, the COVID-19 is nothing to do. So, I mean, Jordan, again, the guy's a billionaire for a reason, okay? For a reason.
For a reason. So
this thing has played, you know, just like he used to play all his – he didn't just play opponents on the court. He played in your head before, during, and after the game. So this is another one to Jordan, you know.
Yeah.
He playing everybody.
Tip your hat.
Tip your hat to the dude, man, I tell you. But, like I said, this is the draft preview show. We're going to get back on track.
Yeah, we better get to it.
I know. No, we've ran through half the podcast. We've just been chit-chat. But that's what this is all about, Spence. This is every week. You got to check us out. I know you ain't been listening. You be on the road a lot. You got to tune in. Just put in the earpiece. Check us out. Me and P-Double.
All right.
And also, folks, Spence is going to do some live footage from his studio on Score.
Yeah.
And he has already invited me over. So I'll be on his Score. I'll probably have my iPad. And probably do like a podcast. Like
I need some tips. I need some tips to set up my studio like your studio. Man, that looks awesome. I gotta get a stylist or something, you know. I mean, I don't think I could duplicate it, but I want to come at least a little bit in that direction, you know. I gotta get that medallion with the star on it. And he's got the star here.
I gotta paint a picture for our listeners. Oh, I gotta paint a picture. Me and P-Double all laid back in the studio. Spencer came in, Cowboys hat, Cowboys sweatshirt zip up. He has the blue and gray beads with the Dallas Star hanging from it.
And he's got like 74 teeth. You guys see, they're the whitest teeth I've ever seen. The biggest smile. This guy, man.
He got that Chris Webber.
Chris Webber.
Yeah, here we go.
So he got the studio all done up wood grain with fan heads all around Cowboys. That's awesome. He got McFarlane figures all around. I tell you, AP, though, he don't have an electric football board up.
Right, look at this. Hold on, see if you got one of these.
Yeah, he ain't got one of that.
That's Staubach.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice.
Hey, Spence, I'm gonna have to get you a little electric football board. Remember, like, you go on Fridays, TGI Fridays, they had stuff hanging? A couple times I went in and they had an electric football board just hanging on the wall. So I'm gonna get you a little old.
Yeah, I got room for it.
Yeah.
I'm over by Taylor Smith.
All right, we're gonna hang an electric football board up in there for old time's sake. Growing up, we used to put in mad electric football games.
Hours.
Whenever it was raining something, we'd be in the house. My dad brought this pool table in the basement. We never played pool on it. We just put electric football boards on it.
Tell you how much electric. We were dating, right? Tell you how much we were dating.
Yes. The draft, Spence.
Okay.
In Vegas. I would have been in Vegas. If this COVID thing didn't happen, I would have left yesterday.
Yeah.
I'd have been in Vegas for this thing.
I'm supposed to be in Bahamas this week.
Oh, get out.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Ouch.
No, my cruise got canceled.
Oh. Wow. That's tragic.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Vegas for the draft, but
yeah.
Now, how is this set up? Is it still in Vegas? Is it just totally
everything's virtual? You know what I mean? Nothing's going to be taking place actually in Las Vegas. Because I don't want to leave put bad information out there, but I believe some of the, you know, the casinos, you know, they had disturbances with the whole virus thing. So everything shut down and they were telling fans not to come out to Vegas. I mean, you're going to be in Vegas. That's totally your choice, but it won't be no NFL activities going on at the time.
Okay. So the whole thing will be virtual.
Yeah, all virtual.
Saving the NFL all tons of money. Even the top picks, which is probably going to be Joe Burrow to the Bengals, he's home.
If I can interrupt, I feel bad for Vegas though, because I, you know, living here in Philadelphia, I know what it did for the economy. You know what I mean? You know, when you bring that event to a city, that's as huge as the Super Bowl. I mean, because people come from all over. You know, I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting Aeneas Williams. I met Rich Eisen, met Mike Mayock. I met a lot of them guys, you know what I mean, when the draft came here to Philadelphia. Cool guys. I was actually able to go, you know, actually inside the draft. So it was a really cool experience.
Okay, but Vegas ain't hurting for money. Vegas, once they open
up,
Vegas,
I don't feel bad.
I feel bad for you
not being able to go to the Bahamas.
Philly, we don't have that in Philly. Like, it was a big thing when the draft came to Philly. But the Vegas,
last year was in Nashville, right?
Last year was Nashville, correct.
And listen, hear me out here. They got a big backlash because I didn't know Nashville was the mecca or whatever it is for bachelorette parties or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah. I got a buddy who lives in California. He'd be like, Spence, you got to meet us in Nashville. Fly out there with us. Just hang out. I'm like, one of these times I'm gonna get with y'all. Go ahead, tell the story.
Nashville is something known for women, for bachelorette parties or something. And the women were pissed. I mean, it was a big deal that they were so upset that all these football fans it was down there for that weekend or whatever it's supposed to be. It kind of clashed with some bachelorette thing or whatever it was.
Well, I mean, they put the information out well in advance. You know what I mean? If I know Vegas got the draft, I'm not having my bachelor party out there. You know how long it might take to get a beer?
It's crazy. I saw Nashville just on some random Friday night, and that place is packed without a draft. I mean, it's wall to wall.
It's the something place for, I think, for bachelorette parties. I mean, that's what it is.
I believe it.
I think that's what it is.
They haven't been actually into the city.
And they were mad. They were mad about it. So, they had to set up Spitz for Vegas. The draft was going to be on the fountain of the Bellagio.
Yeah, they were going to take the gondola ride.
Yes. It was, wow. I think it was going to be sweet. So
me and the wife, we did that gondola ride. It's pretty cool. They sing Italian.
That's cool.
Right, they do Little Italy from the Venetian.
They're going from that to Roger Goodell's basement, right? Isn't that where it's going to go?
Yeah, basically, they're going to be doing the same thing we're doing right now.
I hope he's got his basement finished.
Wow. So I follow, like, on social media, 49ers and John Lynch. Like, you used to see John Lynch's house. He must have had everything. That thing's going to be in his house or something. He must have had like 12 computer screens set up. That's like the war room. Everybody's war room. They pick a spot where they're going to be at. And I think it's going to be kind of cool myself.
I think so too.
It's going to be like the Mr. National podcast goes national. For the draft. The same way we see the B-double. It's going to be, listen. This podcast has been set up for the COVID-19 since day one. I mean, everybody's changing up stuff. Me and Pete Owen haven't skipped a beat yet. So back to the draft, Spence. How do you see any? surprises. Do you think any big trade, anybody's going to jump? You think, what you hearing?
The only thing I'm hearing is, you know, with the unretirement of Gronk, that's been the biggest news.
Right.
And the thing is, where does Tua fall? You have some, putting out there information that, he'll be totally fine. And then you have others that still, kind of iffy about that hip. I mean, he's had so many surgeries in Alabama, and when you have that many, injuries in the college level, the NFL level, the game, it doesn't slow down. It speeds up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's faster. Yeah. So, I do worry about him. He's a little undersized. He reminds me a lot of Drew Brees. He's not as short as Drew Brees, but he's not a big, tall, see over the line guy. He's the guy that got to get back, got to get seven steps back, so he can see the field.
But he's a lefty. I'm always partial to a lefty.
But so I would ask you, name a lefty that did well.
Steve Young. What are you talking about? The greatest left hander of all time. Michael Vick. Michael Vick did well, Mark Brunell. He did well. All right? So it's like, don't get me started on lefties, boy. We get it in.
I went in your wheelhouse, huh?
Yeah, you went right in it. You threw me a big grapefruit right over the middle of the plate.
That's all, man.
Tell me one lefty that did well.
I just gave you three off the top of my head. So where do you see? All right, is it foregone conclusion? Bengals are done with the Red Rocket, and they're moving on to Joe Burrow with the number one pick. I say yeah, right?
Yes.
B-double? You got any say?
Yeah, I'm with you. No, I don't have any say, fellas.
Okay. Number two is the Washington Redskins.
Correct.
Now, that's a possible spot for Tua, but they have Haskins. I think they just signed another quarterback, too, to
Kyle Allen.
Yes, right. Kyle Allen from the Panthers. Correct. I don't think they're going to take Tua. I think they take the Chase Young, the defensive end from Ohio State.
Here's where I would throw a little wrench in, and ask both you gentlemen. With Trent Williams being so disgruntled there and wanting out, why not take a left tackle there? Because, Haskins is still a rookie. You could say, let me see what he has. And I also do have Kyle Allen as a fallback plan.
I didn't want to get sidetracked from the draft discussion, but I think that's a great combination. They bring in Kyle Allen, but they're going to put their money on Haskins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's I didn't know about the left tackle, but I think that's a great idea, is to go with a left tackle because you, a young quarterback like that, if you, just shore up that blindsided rush. Give him the time that he needs because he's a young guy, right?
Yeah.
Until his brain catches up with the speed of the game,
Right.
Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Is there any tackles rated that high to go number two? Is there any Joe Thomas's out there? Is it any?
I don't think there's a Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is the first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll be in Canton shortly. There's Andrew Thomas out of Georgia. You have Mekhi Becton, who I spoke of earlier. He had his drug test flag, but I don't think that's going to hinder where he gets drafted. I think the best tackle out of all of them is Tristan Wirfs, but I believe he plays on the right side. Now, if he could transition over to the left side, he could be just as good. I don't want to say as good as Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is, They all grow on trees.
You got to take a chance somewhere,
Yeah.
What's the guy the Rams drafted, number one? Orlando Pace.
Orlando Pace, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you said number two, don't take the Chase Young.
I'm not saying you don't take him. Last year, you spent an high pick on Montez Sweat. And, you still got Ryan Kerrigan on the other side. And, Washington runs more. They don't run a basic 4-3. Because sometimes Kerrigan stands up, sometimes he drops in coverage. So they run a 4-3, but sometimes they can drop back into a 3-4 setting because Montez Sweat is not a real big bulky guy either. You know, right. So they kind of like stand up in. So I view them, you know, being more of a 3-4 team because they got the two, they got Deron Payne and, I'm drawing a blank on the other guy. They've got the two Alabama defensive tackles in the middle, Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. You know, with those two guys in the middle, you know what I mean? You know, like, do you want to invest another piece on that defensive end when you could go get yourself a left tackle? Because Trent Williams obviously don't want to be there, so I would definitely look into getting a left tackle.
Does Trent Williams have a big contract?
Maybe not this time. He's still got some gas left in the tank, though. He's good.
Yeah.
He came out with another tackle.
Still classify him, you know, Trent Williams, even taking the year off, he's still top three left tackle in the league right now.
Yeah. He was drafted by Shanahan. With his scheme, with his zone blocking, Trent Williams was perfect for that. And he lived up to the billing. He was a high draft pick.
Yeah.
So Spencer's saying he's iffy on what they're going to do. Maybe, definitely not Tua, though.
Definitely not Tua.
Yeah, I don't see it with that. With those Detroit two Lions. Quarterbacks, why?
The Detroit Lions, P-Dub, that's your city, that's your town. What are you hearing in Detroit? Are they, what, did you hear anything?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it, man. Keep it rolling. I'm telling you.
What are they looking at? They might be looking at one of the linemen, or they're looking at Chase Young.
Yeah, no, they could use Chase Young, I think, for sure. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't take him if he made it that far. Yeah.
If the Redskins, if Smith's saying what the Redskins do, take a tackle, I don't see them taking a tackle at two because I haven't heard a tackle being that highly rated that you take them at two.
Tristan Wirfs, definitely. He does. Check out his, if you get a chance, you know, turn his film on. His name is Tristan Wirfs, University of Iowa.
Okay. I don't know, man. I think that sounds, I mean, having not, you know, I didn't know who was available or where they're rated, but with a young quarterback like Haskins, I think that makes a lot of sense to give him a big, huge, you know, protection on the blind side. So.
Well, I mean, you're taking another young guy. I mean, you don't know what
That's true, right. Especially that position.
If they do what Smith is saying, I think the Redskins trade down a spot or two to get their tackle. I just don't know if the guy is at two.
I don't. When you first asked me about the breaking, I think the mere fact that there's no solidified number two quarterback, because you know, you got some people who like Tua, and you got some people like Justin Herbert, and you got even some people who like Jordan Love. You know what I mean? So you know, typically, if you're going to make that kind of investment and go up, you're going to have to get someone solid that you definitely know is going to be your day one guy. I don't think Herbert or Tua is in anybody's eyes day one, so I don't see, you know, people like running up. So, in fairness, I think because of Chase Young's name, I think Washington will end up taking him. I just don't think it's the smart move, and I'm a Cowboys fan, so, you know, right. I don't think it's a smart move. But
well, I'm going to go to a team that's in your division in your town, the Eagles. Okay? They jumped up. They rushed up to get a quarterback, Carson Wentz.
That was a different era, you know. I mean, that was
why you like a different era? It was like 2-3 years ago.
Things have changed.
They jumped up to number two to take a quarterback who wasn't ready to start, and he didn't, but he did. So I don't know.
He's also very injury prone, you know what I mean? Just like Tua.
So number four, the New York Jets.
Now, who do we have for Detroit taking? Who do we have for Detroit taking?
I mean, we don't know. It all depends on.
Let's just say Redskins, you know, stand and take Chase Young. Okay, I could go a couple different directions. At first, you know, I mean, you know, the buzz was Detroit's going to move back because Miami or the LA Chargers are going to run up to get Tua.
Right.
Since all this new information's come out, no one's in a rush to run up. So if Chase Young's off the board, I could totally see Jeffrey Okuda, the cornerback from Ohio State. You know, you had Darius Slay. He just got traded to Philadelphia. You know, I mean, excellent corner. Jeffrey Okuda right now is right the top corner coming into the 20th draft. So I could see Detroit going Jeffrey Okuda at pick three.
Yeah,
that's That's a shame. I hope that don't happen. I know that guy ain't gonna fall all the way down to 13 to my Niners, but that's what I was hoping, man.
The whole thing is, you know what I mean? Like, it just depends on, you know, what flavor, you know, ice cream you like. Because C.J. Henderson could very well be there at 13, and I mean, C.J. Henderson is just as good. I mean, the only knock with C.J. Henderson is, you know, he makes business decisions when it comes to some of the tackling. But as far as, like, just blanket coverage, so you want C.J. Henderson on that island.
I like that Kabuye dude. I like him.
That's just because, you know, people, you know, hype the name up. You know, we watch the games, you know what I mean, because I could very well say, you know, you got David Armonte, who plays on the other side. You know, they got him ranked as a second-round pick. And, you know, if you look at the college football playoffs, they went after Jeffrey Okuda. They stayed away. They shied away from Armonte a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Number four, the Giants.
I heard they were looking at a quarterback.
No way.
Somebody said, I thought I saw a headline, they were looking at a quarterback.
You know what the Giants would love to take if he fell to Chase Young? They need a Lawrence Taylor clone, and that's who it.
But I think right now the pick for the Giants. I look at two positions. You know, you got Isaiah Simmons because, you know, Isaiah Simmons. He had a great regular season. He even had a great playoff with Clemson Tigers, but then he went to the combine and he just blew up the combine with his 40 time. But, you know, and I think the mere fact that he's able to play multiple positions, you can move him around, like, you know, in different defensive sets. You know, so first and second down, you can put him linebacker. And then you can, you know, in third, you know, in passing situations, he can drop back in coverage real well. So I think, you know, although they need an offensive tackle, because when you take Barkley as high as you took Barkley number two overall, then the following year you take Daniel Jones to play quarterback for you. You know, they don't have a left tackle. Now, I do like the guard Hernandez from UTEP. They drafted him last year, I believe, in the second round. He's a good guard, you know, but they do need a left tackle.
This is definitely going O-line. Definitely.
Yeah, their O-line last year was horrible.
I think the mere fact that, you know what I mean, just the name you mentioned, LT, and it is almost disrespectful to say this, but I think, you know what I mean, some Giants fans might think, you know what I mean, that Isaiah Simmons could be the next LT coming off the edge.
Wow. Wow, and not Chase Young. I say the Giants go O-line. I mean, that's my pick. It's my podcast. That's what I'm sticking with.
Oh, yeah. Hey. So, who you going with? Give me a name.
Come on. I ain't like you, Smith. I ain't got these things rolling off my head like our special guest, P-Double. I am not going to front and say I'm like this dude.
I have no clue, but I do know that watching the Giants last year, their O-line, for having Saquon Barkley, and you know, I don't know about Danny Dimes, but he's highly touted, right? So,
yeah,
to have all that and no O-line seems like a, you know, waste.
This whole podcast was P-Double idea, right? He got me, he said, you could talk, you're going to be great. He texted me, he said, I want to do a draft preview. I said, I know who to get.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, do I know, what's that movie, Robert De Niro, The Recruit? Am I a scary, you gotta see that movie. I'm a scary judge of talent or what? That's what he would say. Robert De Niro and, Colin Farrell, The Recruit. Folks that's in lockdown, watching movies. Check The Recruit out. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's a good movie. But I dug Spence out for this draft precisely. Number five, Miami Dolphins, Tua. That's where Tua's going. That's a given. That's my pick where he goes. I don't see no other way. I think.
Can I throw this wrinkle in?
Of course.
You know, you traded Larry Mattosso to the Houston Texans. You don't have a left tackle either. Now, Miami has three first-round picks. You have 5, 18, and 26. You could very well get one of the best left tackles, you know what I mean, because, like you said, if you get a Giants, let's just say we get a Giants, Mekhi Becton, okay? Now you got Andrew Thomas, you got Tristan Wirfs, and you got Jedrick Wills. I mean, you got all of them to select from. And, you know, all the, two of them played right tackle, but I believe, you know, I mean, if you played right tackle, you can move over to the play to left.
No, it ain't that easy, Spence.
I'm not saying it is, but, you know what I mean? But I don't believe, you know what I mean, it would be like, oh, now he can't swim. We're going to throw him in water. He can't swim at all. You know what I mean? I think a lot of things
matter. Adjust your stance this way.
Yeah.
No, it's different. Everything is different.
It is different, but Corey.
You can be the number one rated left tackle, but if you got to move to right tackle, you might go down to, like, rank number eight or something.
That's possible. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people are thinking, like, all the edge guys are coming from the blind side now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got to, you know, Von Millers and your Khalil Max, they coming from the quarterback's front side. So they coming from the left defensive end spot. So if you're playing right tackle, you're facing Khalil Mack, and you're facing Von Miller or Tank Lawrence. They all rush from the quarterback's front side. So, I mean, that's why I say, you know, the parts are starting to become interchangeable because, you know, now you're starting to get your rush ends coming from the quarterback's front side.
I say Dolphins take Tua. I think that's where Tua lands at five with the Dolphins.
But here's the wrinkle I was throwing. If they go tackle here, like, again, you know, I might sound like I'm trying to promote worse. But if you take Tristan Wirfs right there at five, and you know you have pick 18, you can very well take Jordan Love, you know what I mean? You know, someone who's uninjured. His past season wasn't as good as his season prior. His season prior, you know, he put up remarkable numbers. I can't quote him, for you, but if you go back and look at it, his split from his previous season to this season, it was only because Utah State lost a lot of players going into this upcoming season. So he pressed a little bit, but his season before that, say he came out a year before, and you would look at his numbers, you'd be like, oh my God, I gotta have him. So if Miami went O-line right there at five, and then come back and get Jordan Love at 18, that's a great draft.
Not when Tua's on the board, because Tua is a phenomenal talent, okay? The hip is gonna be fine.
If Miami doesn't take him, how far down in the draft does he fall then?
Yeah, he starts. Yeah,
He could go to Carolina. He could go to Carolina or he could go to the Chargers. The Chargers need a quarterback next pick.
But I'm starting to, from what I'm hearing, the Chargers are starting to like Herbert. You know what I mean? Herbert's a big guy. You know, he's strong arm. And he showed mobility. He went to the Senior Bowl. He really showed his mobility at the Senior Bowl, which was a great thing for his draft stock.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I hear all that. That's if Tua isn't there. Herbert wasn't recruited by Alabama. You know what I mean? Alabama goes after the best of the best of the best. They take guns. Okay?
So did you really go Men in Black?
Yeah, Tua has a lineage, okay? Tua is the man. Now, if the tip never happened, he'd probably be borderline number one, number two. He would be battling Burrow.
Let me throw this wrinkle at you. Tua also played with two receivers that's going to be drafted in the top 15. So is it Tua or is it just the program?
Listen, that other dude, what was the guy that Hurst?
That's a good point.
Jalen Hurst played with them same guys and looked like doodle crap in that national championship.
Let me stop you. That's not correct.
Nick Saban went to Tua, boom, boom, boom.
That was freshman year. The previous season when they won it again, he pulled Tua. He went back to Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts got the win.
No, he didn't. He was hurt. Tua got hurt, and Jalen Hurts came in and got the win. He didn't pull him. He was hurt. Okay. Tua is it. He is it. You got a chance to take Tua, you take Tua.
All right, you got Miami taking Tua. Who's next? San Diego? The Chargers?
Yeah. Chargers.
And they're going to take the quarterback maybe that Spence is talking about. I think they take the quarterback.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right?
Yeah.
Number seven, we just going to do the top 10 in the podcast because time restrictions are on us.
I give you some names, and we can go 20 easy.
I'm impressed. I mean, I'm so impressed. Like, not only does he have the names, but he's got wrinkles behind the names. You know what I mean? this is good.
Wait, I didn't even bring my iron. My iron is not even plugged in yet.
He's got contingencies and everything.
Dude, am I a scary judge of talent or what?
Yeah, okay. That's great.
All right,
we're on. So you Chargers are taking Herbert Tua or quarterback though for sure.
A quarterback. Chargers taking.
That's a no-brainer, right?
Panthers at 7. They Kukli is getting old. The defense is getting old.
He retired.
He did. Okay. There you go. Take Kukli. Luke.
Keekly.
Luke, I am your father. Okay, they need a new face for that defense,
mm-hmm.
And I think the Panthers go defense, and they go number one linebacker, number one rated linebacker off the board.
I'm gonna give you this name, Derek Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn University.
All right, at number 7, that's who you got.
Yeah, that's right. What I got.
I got defense for the Panthers. I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do at quarterback. I don't know what they got the guy Bridgewater, right? Teddy. They got Teddy. Okay, so they're good at quarterback. I like Bridgewater. Teddy one glove. They need defense. Cam is still out there.
Correct.
All these teams we went by, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Redskins, the Giants, some of them have young quarterbacks. Cam is there. Are you ready to throw your young guy out there to the Wolves, or do you want to sign a bona fide superstar on a 1-year or 2-year deal?
What team are we talking about, though?
Let's say we are talking about any of those teams, Spence. Any of the teams we just went by we said could have been possible.
Got Tyrod Taylor. You know, I mean, Tyrod Taylor. He held it until Baker Mayfield took over. And, you know, Carolina. You know, I mean, of course he can't stay in Carolina. You know, they just let him go. Miami. You know, I mean, Miami could make a run at him, but I think they're going to stick with Fitzpatrick. You know,
I think Cam's got to go to a team that's already, you know, close to winning, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think you build something new around him. You know, New England.
The Patriots.
Yeah, New England. I mean,
I don't think he's built for that kind of system. I think, you know, I mean, honestly, and it's been brought up recently that Chicago might be in play. I know Chicago just got Nick Foles, but I can see, you know, doing some kind of release. I think Nick Foles wants to come back here and hold, you know, and back up Foles again, back up Carson Wentz again.
Why? Because he knows he's going to get hurt?
Because yeah. He knows.
Possibility, but I don't see Nick Foles fitting in that system. You know what I mean? But I can see somebody Cam fitting out there in Carolina, in Chicago.
In Chicago, wow. Yeah, with that coach, I forget that coach. He's the offensive guy.
Yeah.
The Bears head coach is an offensive coordinator. All right, so we both have Panthers taking defense at 7.
Correct.
Spence is dropping names. I'm just dropping.
What's the name you got, Spence?
Derek Brown, Auburn University.
Derek Brown. All right, I'm gonna write.
And number 8, the Arizona Cardinals. Me and Spence is gonna move ahead to Arizona. They definitely don't need a quarterback. They are all in on Kyler Murray.
And I'm
happy they went with Kyler Murray because the year before they drafted a quarterback number one. What was his name, Spence?
Scott Brewson.
Yes. And just threw him away.
He's about to be out of the league because he's in Miami. And, you know, I mean, he's not starting down there. Fitzpatrick going to start the season.
This dude is getting passed around like a $5 crack hole, okay?
Hot potato.
This is a podcast.
Wow. All right.
Like a hot potato. Okay, so the Cardinals. Let me tell you, the Cardinals had the number one pick last year. Everybody was saying Bosa. They were going to take Bosa, and I was like, "Damn, all right, we could use that guy. All of a sudden, they do about face. I think they hire a new coach. That's Kyle Murray's cheerleader. And then all of a sudden they're saying, Listen, they said Kyler Murray. They're going to take Kyler. And I'm like, what? Are they serious? I was so happy as a 49er fan that they were looking at Kyler Murray, because that meant the overall number one guy on the board was Bosa, and he would fall right to us at number two.
That paid
off. And it happened. And I think Bosa, I don't know if Bosa, was he rookie of the year? He should have been rookie of the year. The guy was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was awesome. Okay.
He was unbelievable. His dad played, his brother played all in the NFL. So Arizona is not number eight, Spence. We haven't had a receiver off the board.
They just got DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. They just got DeAndre Hopkins, right?
They stole him.
Bill O'Brien just.
They really did.
Bill O'Brien is. He's almost like Chip Kelly. Like, something is wrong with this dude. This dude
right.
might have to see a psychiatrist. and listen, Bill O'Brien, if you're listening to the Mr. National podcast, my rates are cheap, bro. My cheap's a rate. My rates are cheap. I will help you.
We'll do it right here on the podcast.
We'll do it right here. He's having a problem with the brothers.
Is that what it is?
How do you give away?
But they did just pick up a receiver, didn't they? I don't think he's DeAndre Hopkins, but they did pick up somebody.
They did. They got Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb.
They stole Cobb. Dang. I liked him.
From the Cowboys. I did. Yeah, from Green Bay. I like Cobb. Yep. He's tough. He reminds me of a poor man's Anquan Boldin, Cobb. That's who he reminds me of. Always plays hard, tough guy.
So who's Arizona taking? They're not going to take a receiver.
No, I don't think so. I think they go offensive lineman. I think that's what they go. Offensive.
Yeah, I do too.
Damn.
You got a name, Spence?
I'll put Tristan Wirfs there.
Tristan Wirfs.
At number eight. Damn.
All right, let's review. Let's review. What was the first pick? The Bengals.
Yeah, Joe Burrows.
Bengals.
Then we had Chase Young.
Redskins and Chase Young. Then number three, Detroit Lions.
Jeffrey Okuda.
Okay, hold on. Chase Young.
he got tight, Smith. Smith's running these days. Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all, friend, like, this is not a video. This is all audio. It's no book. Smith is not using any book, folks.
Lions take Okuda?
Yeah, Okuda.
All right. Okuda. I'll have to look up the spelling on that one. All right. And then who's the fourth one again?
You went O-line, right?
The Giants went, I thought we went defense.
You get the Giants offense. You said Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi Becton. All right.
Becton. I went line. I went O-line.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton. He plays left tackle.
Okay.
Dolphins at number five take the ball.
They gave
Tua. They got to take Tua. They need fans. They need fans in the seats, and Tua do it.
All right. So now we're down to number eight. Who's eight?
Arizona Cardinals is eight. Oh. He was trying to catch up. That's what we just talked
about.
Wait a
minute. We got Bengals one, Redskins, Lions three, Giants.
Six is the Chargers.
Six
five.
Chargers.
Five is the Dolphins at Tua, and six is the Chargers.
Oh, and they got Herbert.
Right.
The other quarterback. Right. Okay. Two quarterbacks. I'd say two quarterbacks are going back-to-back.
Now, what kind of game has the NFL turned into when nobody's talking about any running backs? Boring.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
They're so devalued now.
I know.
Yeah.
They don't last. They don't run them. Okay, anyway. So now, after the Cardinals is who?
Well, only if you're special. Only if you're Zeke Elliott.
Right.
If you're Todd Gurley. You know, that type of nature there. That's when you...
Saquon Barkley's right in there.
Too. Saquon Barkley's, yes. Yeah.
Well, Christian McCaffrey just got the big payday.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He was drafted high, Christian McCaffrey. Right. He's more of a receiver than anything, that guy.
So
seven is the Panthers. What did we give the Panthers?
Derrick Brown, the
D-tackle.
Okay. And then Tristan Wirfs, the whole line. And then Davis. And who's nine?
All right, nine is Jacksonville Jaguars.
CJ
Henderson. Who they take, Spence?
I would say CJ Henderson. Cornerback, Florida University.
Cornerback?
Corner.
You don't think they taking the boy, Akuda? Well, who got Akuda?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We left Simmons on the board. No. I'm sorry. We left Simmons on the board. Isaiah Simmons to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, okay.
What position is he? Linebacker.
Hey, linebacker, yeah. Linebacker. That's what I was trying to get. I was trying to give him to the Giants, but you stopped me.
Dude, this draft is crazy because that cornerback from Ohio State is still on the board.
No, he's not. He went number three.
Akuda.
Oh, to the Lions. Okay.
I got you, Corey.
All right. Because I'm like, yo, he's sleeping down. My Niners are going to take him.
Who's 10? Who's 10? Let's shuffle through these. We can get it. Who's 10?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. They take Andrew Thomas, left tackle. University of Georgia.
They need everything. Cleveland is just a boy. They're just a dumpster fire. They fired their coach. Odell Beckham was out of there.
They might
take C.D. Lamb. They might take Lamb.
That all that draft talk, you know, I mean, the GM came out and said, I haven't spoken to anybody. I'm not trading Odell. They go O tackle, you know, they got a block for Baker. So, you know, they go, and plus they got a great running game.
They do. I like their running game.
That back is tough. He's good. Yeah.
11 is the New York Jets. Now, Spence, all last season, P-Dub, you didn't follow Spence and his group. This dude was crying for that safety from the Jets.
literally
wanted to have a petition signed for the Cowboys to get this dude.
He's from the Dallas area. He's like, Paul, he's from the Dallas area.
So the Jets, they have their quarterback.
Correct.
I think they take a wide receiver.
I do. I see that too.
I think they need a receiver. You know, at one time, these guys took Keyshawn Johnson, number one overall in the draft. And I think at 11, I think they take the first receiver. And I think it's going to be it's either Judy or Lamb. And I'm not sure which one.
Y'all pick. Okay. I mean, cause I see a receiver going there too. I mean, you could also throw Ruggs in there because, I mean, Ruggs ran a 4.27 40. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right. So. I got Ruggs going 12 to the next pick to the Raiders. Just because in honor of Al Davis, they're going to take the fastest guy on the board.
Okay. So Phil Paul in. You pick one. Who did Jess take?
Judy or CeeDee Lamb?
You gotta choose one.
Pick one.
Go ahead, Paul. We're gonna let you do it.
I wrote down Judy.
Okay.
All right.
Raiders got Ruggs.
12. The Raiders. 12. I'm only stopping at. What are we stopping at? Where are we gonna go with? Pick it up.
21. Let's go all the way to Philadelphia.
All right. 21. Okay. All right. All right. 12 is the Raiders.
You got them picking Ruggs. You said Ruggs, right?
That's what I said, but Spence is the expert. What are you hearing, Spence? I hear
receiver, too. I like CeeDee Lamb here. Okay. I know you're thinking Al Davis, thinking of speed, but I think, you know, I mean, Mike Mayock's more of a, and I'm thinking about the quarterback. The quarterback, Derek Carr doesn't have the big arm to stretch the field like that. I think CeeDee Lamb will be more of a useful weapon for the Raiders than Henry Ruggs will be.
All right. He got laid to the.
So not only does he pick the pick, but he gives us supporting evidence.
This is like a lawyer. Paul needed a few good men, and I got you a few good men. Do I make myself clear?
Who's after the Raiders?
The 49ers at 13. Now, our needs is cornerback and wide receiver.
How did they move up to 13?
They traded DeForest Buckner.
Yeah. Yep. All
right.
I said we're going to go speed then, because we lost all our speed. We are shopping Goodwin. We lost Sanders. I was hoping we'd get CeeDee Lamb at that pick. I'm hoping for Lamb, but we'll take the speedster.
I see that differently. I see, you know, I mean, DeForest Buckner was more of a salary dump. I mean, it wasn't that he wasn't, I did a mock, and it wasn't that, you know, DeForest Buckner was a bad player or anything like that. I just didn't think they wanted to pay him the money he was going to be owed. So, you know what I mean, I think the perfect player for that spot is Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina. He's a monster. So, Corey, just work with me. Can you imagine Bosa coming off that edge and you got Javon Kinlaw coming in through the middle?
No. We got our number 3 pick, Solomon Thomas, from a couple years ago.
They want to get rid of – you know, Solomon Thomas has been a bust for them.
No, he hasn't been a bust. Eric Armstead was a bust, and then he stepped up. Solomon Thomas just needed the time, and now that DeForest Buckner is going, we got – that's why we were able – 4 out of the last 5 years, they took a defensive lineman, number 1 pick.
Not his head.
We took a lineman with 4 out of the top 5 picks out of the 5 years or whatever for defensive lineman. We have a plethora of defensive linemen. Okay. We could give away Solomon Thomas, who was a good player, but because of the money he was demanding, we got another number 1 pick, Solomon Thomas. Step right in, okay? So we... Our needs is receiver or cornerback. Okay. I wanted the kid from Ohio State. Now, this pick is going to go down to either where are we? Is there a top-rated cornerback left on the board?
C.J. Henderson.
Or that speed receiver is intriguing because we're giving away our speed. And Goodwin is on the trading block. That guy's an Olympic runner, so... It's either going to be cornerback or wide receiver. I'm not sure. I can't say. I'm going to go wide receiver. I'm going to go Ruggs? Speed guy. Ruggs, I guess. I want CeeDee Lamb. I think it's going to be Lamb. Because I think the Raiders are going to take the speed guy. We're going to get Lamb. Okay. And I met Lamb when I was in, what was that, in Miami for the Super Bowl. I met Lamb. We was in this Foot Locker, this Nike store, and all these NFL players was playing Madden. And we was just sitting in there. I was just sitting in there chilling. And Kyler Murray, CeeDee Lamb, Jarvis Landry, they were all in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, 14, Tampa Bay. I mean, they are so happy in Tampa Bay. They pick 14. They're going to say, we don't even want the pick.
We're just going to get it back.
We got Brady. We got Gronk. We are living la vida loca.
Yeah. I got Jedrick Wills Jr., Alabama, tackle.
Defense. That's a good pick.
No. Old tackle.
Oh, old tackle. Even better pick, Spence. They got to protect Brady, the goat. The goat, they call him. He ain't no Montana. Stop the nonsense. Now, Spence is getting – now we are in uncharted waters here, folks. This is all Spence now. I am out of picks. I am in the deep water right now. You know how when they say in boxing is a term, we're going to take them in the deep water and drown them, okay? Spence, Pete, they have taken me into the deep water.
Going in the 13th round?
You know, we have picked 15. I don't know what Tampa needs.
So we see that you were just looking at all the way to the 49ers. And that was it.
Yeah, basically that's all he was. That's all he cared about.
That's it. Right. And I ain't gonna lie to you, okay? It's my partying if I cry if I want to. Okay?
So who's next after the Bucs?
14 Tampa Bay.
No, they got Wills, the tackle.
Oh, he got 15 Denver Broncos. That's John Elway. He is in a mess right now. Did he get a quarterback? Always looking for a QB.
No, they have a great QB. They don't have a great one, but they have a very up and coming guy. They have Drew Lock, quarterback.
Drew Lock, right.
Big arm.
That's another spot for Jameis Winston or Cam Newton. to go to Denver. Okay. But that doesn't solve their draft.
What about the Colts? Don't they? Would that be a good spot for Newton?
They just signed Philip Rivers to a 1-year deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're putting their eggs in that basket. All right. Yeah. Anyway, Broncos. Who are they picking?
15.
I would give them C.J. Henderson. They just lost. Chris
Harris.
Chris Harris.
All right.
Atlanta at 16. This is one that spent stomping grounds.
Well, they just lost Vic Beasley. I can see them going Kalavon Chasen.
Speed rusher.
Yeah, edge rusher, LSU.
At 16. Now, that brings us to 17. Pete, do you know who picked 17?
No, who is it? Is it Cowboys?
Yeah.
All right. I think we need a linebacker.
Is that what you think?
They have. I do know that Jerry did interview Kenneth Murray, but I don't think they're going to go linebacker that high, because you know I believe they're going to give LVE a chance to recover from that whatever neck injury he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two names. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna let you pick one, Paul. Okay. I got a safety and I got a wide receiver. Who you want?
I'd take a safety.
You take the safety.
I mean, I just think they're all right in wide receiver. I guess they got, you know.
We don't have a third receiver. And, right. McCarthy likes to go three receivers.
Three wide.
I got a great receiver and I got a great safety.
I'd still take a safety, but
still take safety.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going safety. Let's go Xavier McKinney, safety, Alabama.
McKinney.
You can't. Anytime you say Alabama, you can't go wrong with Alabama.
Who's the receiver, though? Who's the receiver?
Justin Jefferson.
Hmm.
LSU.
Is that John Jefferson's son? The Cowboys, they just lost Cobb, right? They lost mm-hmm. Cobb.
Lost
so
Cobb.
Basically, your receivers are Cooper.
Gallup and Cooper.
Yep, that's it.
Alvin Cooper, and then Jarwin is the tight end, and they got they don't have Cobb anymore. Shit.
No Cobb. And what's the white guy, the fake Walker they had? What was his
name? Yeah, the little low-budget Walker.
Yeah. So Beasley, bingo. Beasley and Buffalo.
Yeah, Beasley.
Beasley and Buffalo, man.
Yeah.
Paul, don't listen. He's a Niners fan. Man.
Wynn's not playing, is he?
He went to the Raiders.
The Raiders. Yep. Oh, man.
So you guys need...
Man, they need a freaking general manager in that place. I can't stand Jerry Jones. God.
Well, now they got Mike McCarthy. I mean, I don't know if he's picking. I think he's going to want a receiver. I think they're going to go receiver to Cowboys myself.
You too.
Oh, you know, okay.
I'll let you make the pick.
No.
You can't go wrong either way. They gave Ha-Ha Clinton Dix a 1-year deal. To play safety next to Xavier Woods.
Okay.
I mean, we could really use a corner, but I don't like none of the corners right there at 17. I get a corner in the second round.
Jefferson.
They're going to go receiver. Mike McCarthy is the head coach. He's offense. I think offensive guys always want more weapons.
I'm writing that down. Jefferson, wide receiver. So LSU, right?
So, but make a note that Spence said safety, though. But he did.
No, I said safety.
Oh, you said safety.
Yeah, Spence said wide receiver. I'm going with what he says.
And I'm going wide receiver. So
yeah.
I think with the coach. So now 18 brings us up to Miami and their second number one pick. They already took Tua. They're going to take, I think, an offensive lineman here.
Yeah.
Well, right now, hey, Spence, here, this is where you have Mike Mayock. You have, what's the other guy, the draft guru? Mike Mayock isn't in there no more.
Yeah.
What's his name with the hair? Mel Kiper. Okay.
Yeah. Kiper.
Mel Kiper and they got the new guy. What's the new guy? Michelle, right. Now they're going through their best available. Now I think Miami, at this point, you take the best available.
Okay.
And I think they're going to take the best available offensive lineman. I think that's what you got to do to protect the young quarterback that you got. So I'm going to go offensive lineman for Miami at this pick. I don't have a name, though. I don't have a name.
Okay. Josh Jones.
So you agree, Spence, that they go offensive
lineman? I agree. Wow.
All right.
19 brings us to the LV Raiders. Okay. LV. Las Vegas Raiders. Draft is in their hometown. Unfortunately, not able to happen. This is their second first round pick at number 19. I'm drawing a blank for what the Raiders. This is Gruden. I mean, Gruden, they like taking a quarterback. You know, Gruden is the quarterback. What you got, Spence?
Well, since we switched positions with the Dallas Cowboys switching from Xavier McKinney to Justin Jefferson, I would get the LV Raiders Xavier McKinney to play safety back there.
Okay. A highly rated player. Still on the board. We still haven't taken a running back. And we only, folks, want to thank you again, Mr. National Podcast. Of course, I got P-Double. Special guest, SP Jackson Spence, my main man. If you're on Facebook and you want a real fun sports group to be a part of, join SCORE. Yeah. Just like the SCORE.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to spell it. He didn't go with no, he ain't go with no fancy ghetto spelling.
Nope.
He just went with SCORE. Okay.
Because everybody SCORE. Wants to know when you walk in, what's the SCORE?
That's it. It's just not football. It's basketball. They got some movie heads in there, too. Yeah. Number 20. We're only going to 21. We're almost through this podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining and joining us with this. 20 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fournette is on the trading block. They are done with him. They have moved on from their quarterback. Both of them. Right, both of them. Foles is going. The other guy, what's his name? The starter, he's going. I can't think of his name.
Minshew?
Yeah, no. Gardner Minshew is going to be the quarterback.
Right, but the other guy that they had, that they drafted high, he's going too.
The guy they started. Well, they started.
Bortles. Blake Bortles.
Right. He was just horrible.
He was bad. Yeah. So their quarterbacks is going. Fournette is on the block. Spence, what do you have for Jacksonville? I mean, like I say, I don't know what route they go. I mean, when you're at 20, you're just taking the best guy that somebody that's falling to you.
Right.
And this is just a mock draft that we don't really know who's falling. But from what we picked, Jacksonville, what do you have, Spence? They got to go deep defense, I would think.
I would agree with you. I got the Jacksonville Jaguars selecting Patrick Queen, linebacker, LSU.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, they have lost everybody. They let the cornerback go. They let him walk to the Rams, Jalen Ramsey. I mean, Jacksonville at this point is a dumpster fire, as they would call it. They're burning up the contracts, everything. They're trying to regroup at this point. They start with a young quarterback, Minshew, the Magic. And they're going to just see what they could do. I mean, they're in the South. They're in there with the Colts, the Titans. And
that's also where I think Jameis Winston going to land.
With Jacksonville?
Yeah. I think he's going to land. He's going to land. Back up a Gardner Minshew.
You say back up? Wow.
He'll be starting before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would be. And now we're going to end, since it's Philly, Mr. National's hometown, best hometown, we're going to end it at 21, folks. Of course, the draft kicks off tomorrow. Hopefully, P-Double, we get this short.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one out right away, and I'm listing right out the picks that we made to see how we do. See how right. we do.
And we don't have no book, no nothing. We just off the rip. We're off the rip. 21 is the Eagles. We're going to stop at 21, which is pretty good to me, I think. 21 picks of the first round NFL. No book, just running it off. The Eagles need receiver help. I think they did trade for Slay. They let Malcolm Jenkins go, their safety. They moved their old cornerback to safety to try to help out.
Right.
I don't know what wide receiver is on the board, though, here. Go ahead, Spence.
They got a few receivers. I'll give you a few names. But I don't actually think, you know what I mean, they wait on the receiver. But I think, you know what I mean, in all honesty, they need help at the linebacker position. And I do know that they have interest in Kenneth Murray, middle linebacker, Oklahoma.
Ooh, middle linebacker. You're right. They haven't had linebacker help.
Yeah, since Jordan Hicks went out, he left Arizona, made the Pro Bowl.
Right. And what's the other guy that had? The guy with the big white guy.
They just let him walk.
They let him walk. I forget his name, that linebacker. Can't think of his name. He retired, though. He just retired.
Yeah, you talking about Kiko Alonso?
No. Someone to beat Barton. I can't think of his name. He went to Did he go to Jacksonville for a year? He left the Eagles. He was on the Super Bowl team, I thought. I'll get it after probably the show. But Spencer said linebacker. And hey, you know what? I'm agree with him with that one. I'm agree. They got to go defense.
Holy smokes, this Mekhi Becton is freaking huge.
Yeah, 6'7", what, 360, right?
He's a beast.
Barwin, legal linebacker.
He kind of came off the edge. He wasn't like a middle linebacker.
Yeah, but he was pretty good. O'Connor or something, Barwin.
Yeah, Connor Barwin, yeah. That's him.
He was pretty good, though. Yeah, Eagles haven't had a linebacker in a while. Yeah. You know what I mean? They used to have Trotter. Yeah. You know what I mean? They had always had a linebacker, especially in the Jimmy Johnson era.
Especially when, you know, we got three running backs in the division. You know, you got Zeke, you got Barkley, and you got Darius Geis down in Washington. You know, Adrian Peterson down in Washington. You know, I mean, it might help to have a middle linebacker.
You ain't lying there. Because Adrian Peterson is definitely going to test your middle linebacker.
He's ageless.
Right.
I was at that game last year. In that first quarter, I thought he was about to get us.
That dude... He is chiseled.
Yeah,
he's a Superman.
He could probably get the coronavirus and be over in a day. Okay.
Yeah.
His blood is the
end. Do a couple sit-ups and right. crush it.
Yeah, right.
It reminds me of Herschel Walker. You know what I mean? Herschel's another one.
Yeah, he was.
Herschel Walker. He looks about 30. He's got like 55 or something like that. 57 years.
Well, UFC fight MMA.
Yeah, Herschel Walker is like a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Boy, we did it. 21 picks.
All right, this is going to be good because this will give me like a reference for tomorrow. We can watch it. How long does it take to get through 21 picks?
Faster than what we did this podcast. Okay.
Because I'm going to list them out on the site and we can follow along. It'll be good.
Absolutely. And Spence, I'll give you the link to the website with a podcast so that you can check it out and share it on your page. You know what I mean?
I'll definitely do that.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be cool. Give a shout out to the podcast and everything. So that'll be great. This draft is going to be so cool with everything being new. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's not in Vegas. I was supposed to be in Vegas. It happens. But I'm looking forward to this virtual. I mean, the NFL is. I know they're going to make it. They're going to make it special. So I have no hesitations about watching it. I got to prepare my meal, what I'm going to be eating, you know. I'm probably, hey, probably going to go with cheesesteaks, dude.
Yeah. Order something like that, yeah.
Yeah, cheesesteaks.
Yeah, I'll be watching. I'll be up watching every pick.
Nice.
Right, that's it. Cheesesteaks and pizza, maybe some wings, some beer, sit in the house. Like I say, I mean, Spence already, you know, made a statement about it, about, you know, people losing their lives, and just got to stay in and be safe. I'm loving it. Hey, Spence, I'm loving staying in. I mean,
yeah, I'm okay with
it. It ain't that bad.
It ain't
that bad.
Especially now, since I got the whole studio now, I'm all right.
You gotta get you like a beer fridge in there. So
I got one.
Wow, dude, that's it. I mean, people, you buy a house. You're gonna pay for a house for half your year, for half your life, 30 years. You might as well make your house comfortable. You need to be comfortable.
Spence, after we get off, you gotta send me like a diagram or something, so I can at least come, you know, come close.
All right, okay, no
floor
problem.
Floor plans or something.
Schematics. He wants the schematics.
Schematics.
Well, listen, Spence, one, thank you, my bro, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, man. This has been great.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Hey, anytime you want to come back, like I said, I got to owe you
broke up. I hear you.
Like, we got to do it with no paper mask on. I'm down. You know.
All right. Okay. All right.
From another mother.
All right. Let me whenever you want to do it, man. Just let me know.
Hey, P Double. I think we done, big guy. Tell Kit to get us out of here.
Kit, take us out. Peace.
All right, Paul. Hey.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnationow.com.